From Spark and Anvil and Dialogue Quest, this is Clip, in Chapter 1 of the Dialogue Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Patter met Clip on a crisp morning, and the conversation was over almost before it began. Clip was a small, neat sparrow with a tiny pair of silver scissors tucked under one wing. Patter started to say hello. "Good morning. How are you? Lovely day, isn't it?" And Clip's scissors flashed. Snip, snip, snip. The dead words fell away like trimmed thread. What was left hanging in the air was just, "Lovely day."
"You cut my sentence," Patter said, startled.
"I cut the parts that weren't doing anything," Clip said friskly. "My name is Clip. I trimmed the filler out of talk." She nipped a stray out of the air and let it drop. "Hello, how are you? I'm fine. That's nice. Those words are just throat clearing. They're not the talk. The talk is what comes after."
Patter watched her work. A long, draggy conversation floated past, full of "so anyway." "You know, I was just thinking. And what was I saying?" Clip's scissors danced through it. Snip, snip, snip. When she finished, the whole rambling thing had shrunk to two crisp lines that held all the real meaning. The rest fluttered to the ground like confetti. "It's the same talk," Clip said, "just without the dead weight. Shorter, sharper. Every word that's left actually does something." Then she showed Patter her favorite trick. She took a scene that began with the character waking up, having breakfast, walking to a friend's house, knocking, saying hello, and she snipped away the whole beginning. The scene now started right at the interesting part. Two friends mid-argument, the door already slammed. "Start late," Clip said. "Don't begin a scene at hello. Begin it where it gets interesting. Cut everything before that." Patter felt the click. "The kids write every high and bye," he thought. "Their scenes take forever to get going. Clip skips straight to the part that matters."
"Clip," Patter said, "I run a workshop. The kids' dialogue scenes are full of hello and how was your day, and it takes a page before anything happens. Would you join us? Lend them your scissors?"
Clip was already trimming the question down in her head. "Yes," she said, "just the one word." Patter laughed. She'd even clipped her own answer. So Clip joined the workshop, and the talking scenes there are lean and quick now.
When Patter teaches economy, Clip demonstrates. "Read your dialogue out loud," she tells the kids, "and find the words that aren't doing anything. The hellos, the ums, the so anyways." Then she clicks her scissors, snip them. A young writer had a scene that opened. "Hi, hi. How are you? Good, you? Good. So I wanted to ask you something." Clip snipped the whole top off. The scene now opened on, "I wanted to ask you something." Instantly, it had energy. The reader leaned in, wondering what the question was. "But careful," Clip added, snipping the air thoughtfully. "Economy doesn't mean cold. Sometimes a hello matters, if it's awkward or warm or the first word two enemies have said in years. Keep the words that do something. Cut the ones that just fill space. The test is always, is this word working or just sitting there?" A young writer asked, "How do I know if a line is working?" "Take it out," Clip said simply. "If the talk still makes sense and feels the same, the line wasn't working. Leave it out. If something important breaks, put it back. It was earning its place."
After the workshop, Clip perched beside Patter, her little scissors finally resting under her wing. "You cut so much away," Patter said. "Doesn't it ever feel like loss?" Clip considered this, briefly, of course. "It used to," she said. "I worried that trimming meant throwing good things away, that shorter meant less." She smoothed a feather. "But then I noticed how a talk breathes once the dead words are gone, how the real words shine when they're not buried in filler, how a friend leans in closer when you finally just say the true thing, plain." A quiet, clean contentment settled over her.
Cutting isn't loss, it's making room. When I trim away everything that doesn't matter, what's left is the part that does, and it gets to be heard at last. And she tucked her scissors away, light and unburdened, glad to be a creature who knew that less, said well, could hold so much more.
You've been listening to A Spark and Anvil Chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to CLIP. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.